Not Broken Radio is brought to you in part by the Canadian Mental Health Association, whose vision is mentally healthy people in a healthy society. And now, here's your host, Brett Francis.
Our last guest is Larry Cohen. Larry is a licensed clinical social worker and is the chair and co-founder of the National Social Anxiety Center, which has regional clinics around the United States. He is a director of the Social Anxiety Help Clinic in Washington, D.C., where he has helped more than 1,000 people, learn to overcome their social anxiety since 1990. Welcome to the show, Larry. How are you?
I am well, thank you.
Great. Thanks for being here. So we are here to talk about social anxiety and phobia. What are the symptoms of social anxiety and phobia? What do people experience?
Well, social anxiety and social phobia are really the same thing. And the main symptoms of them are discomfort at the idea of being possibly judged, evaluated, or embarrassed. For some people, they may have physical symptoms of anxiety, like jitteriness and stomach unrest and broken voice. For other people, it's more emotional, nervousness, self-consciousness, and a lot of behavioral avoidance and use of other sort of crutches to try to help us through these situations that are usually not helpful. So those are the kinds of symptoms, but the core of social anxiety is the fear of judgment or embarrassment.
That was leading into a bit of my next question, is why do people have social anxiety or phobia? And you just really mentioned it, is that fear of being judged or being looked at differently. What else kind of comes along with social anxiety? What is it created from? Is it general insecurities, or people are kind of uncomfortable in their own shoes, or they're scared of being judged for? Is it mental health related, or can it be scared of being judged for anything?
Well, people experience social anxiety in a wide variety of settings. For some people, it's primarily in social settings, such as meeting new people or getting to know people they don't know well better, making friends, dating, interacting with people they're attracted to. For some people, it may be in work settings, such as speaking up at meetings or networking with colleagues. For some people, it's just being out and about in public settings where they're concerned and self-conscious about being observed and evaluated by strangers who are around. For some people, it's stage fright. Maybe they do public speaking or performing in some way, and of course, they're very anxious about the audience evaluating them. For some people, it may be in bathrooms. So-called pee shyness is a type of social anxiety, or sexual performance anxiety is really a type of social anxiety as well. All these very different things are tied together by the fear of being judged negatively or embarrassed in some way.
So it can really tie into any area of your life. It doesn't necessarily have to be out in public.
Yes, it has to be involved with interacting with other people, but not necessarily in public settings.
Yes, and that could be just one person, like you said, with the sexual performance anxiety. That's just with one person. And people can have it with their significant others that sometimes they're the closest to.
Absolutely, right. For a lot of people who are socially anxious, the closer they get to somebody, the more comfortable they are with them, but not necessarily. For some people, they're very comfortable with significant others or close friends in some ways, but if they have to assert themselves, they become very anxious and typically avoid doing so. So it varies person by person. Also, some people are socially anxious in a very limited number of settings, so they might be quite outgoing and comfortable socially, but they're very unassertive, or maybe they have an awful lot of anxiety speaking in groups. But most people with social anxiety are actually socially anxious in a wide number of settings, so their lives can be severely impacted.
Yes, I can definitely see that. Now, what are the treatments for social anxiety and/or phobia?
There are medications, and they can be helpful, but recent meta-analyses, in other words, analyses of a great many studies that have been done around the world, show that the most effective treatment for most people with social anxiety is cognitive behavioral therapy, where you are learning partly to think differently, to think more realistically about a situation, and the behavioral part is learning how to engage in situations that make us anxious rather than avoid or rely on various crutches we call safety-seeking behaviors. And so cognitive behavioral therapy is a very active therapy where people are learning specific skills of how to think and behave differently that they then practice partly in session and partly in various homework situations that they try during the week.
Mm-hmm. Just before we go here, Larry, my last question for you is, can it go away by itself? Do some people have situational social anxiety, or is it something that's generally with somebody until they get treatment?
There are some people who experience recovery from social anxiety, not so much spontaneously, but because during the course of life, they have learned to be more confident about themselves. So, for example, many young children are quite shy, arguably socially anxious, and some of them outgrow it, but some don't. And some stay socially anxious throughout their lives unless they get treatment. Most commonly, this is a lifelong problem unless somebody gets treatment, but the good news is treatment helps close to 75% of people significantly reduce their social anxiety.
That's fantastic. It's good to hear that treatment is that effective. Now, thank you for educating us about social anxiety. Where can people go to find out more information on social anxiety?
Well, one place is the National Social Anxiety Center, which has a lot of information about social anxiety, as well as links to various clinics in different areas of the United States anyways. Also, the Anxiety and Depression Association of America has clinicians who specialize in anxiety problems both in Canada and the United States. And the Academy of Cognitive Therapy has links to therapists around the world who specialize in doing cognitive behavioral therapy, which, as I said, is the most effective treatment for social anxiety.
Wonderful. Thank you for being here with us today, Larry.
You're most welcome.
Thanks, Larry. Great information. If you want to know more about social anxiety, you can go to the websites Larry mentioned or visit socialanxietyhelp.com.